my name's Barbara. I'll be in for Sluggo today.
What's happening, Sluggo?
I'm Barbara.
What's happening, Barbara?
Do you see my bosom? It's very nice.
Where were you yesterday?
Oh, Stu was here for you, yes. So I didn't need to come in.
Right.
So I'm here today.
Okay.
Filling in for Sluggo.
I don't love it. I don't like the new character.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
It sucks.
We're still workshopping.
Get him out of here.
We'll get to it.
Push him out the window. What's up, man?
Let's talk about today's show.
All right.
Give me five.
Yeah, it's songs with my. So my, oh my, oh hell yes. In the title, do you hear a buzz?
You do.
Where is that?
It's my microphone. It's my mic.
Is it?
I think, because I heard it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh, well, I'll put in an engineering note and they'll fix it in 3.5 years. Oh, we'll get right to that in 3.5 years.
Just
listen, everybody, enjoy the microphone noise.
Let me just mess with it.
That did it. Not.
Hitting it doesn't work.
Damn it.
We're going to talk about, does it matter that China can spy on all of our data?
Who gives a rat's ass?
That's my point.
Everybody can spy on everybody at this point.
That's my point.
There's something else behind all of that. No one cares.
I don't know. That's my question.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Trixie today.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The most boring jobs.
The most boring job in the world. Fixing microphones. You know, do you have your Mr. Microphone still from the 70s? Can you bring that in? Because that'd be better than this one.
I can bring that in, yeah.
That'd be nicer.
Yeah, I can. We also have one American dollar.
Yeah, I'm going to win a buck. Woohoo!
And we have four tickets to the Kings, who play again tomorrow night.
That's right. That's very cool.
At crypto.com. Four tickets for that. And we have the KLOS name game.
$3,900. You know, we always take bets here in the station as to when someone's going to guess the one we have up.
Right.
And this one's going further than I expected.
Same.
I thought, yeah, I'm a
Same.
Little shocked. But it's always, whatever, it's fun.
Never know.
Never know.
It's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
In the middle of a twofer from Blue Oyster Cult, here's a bit more.
All right, play the first clip.
Okay.
This is very unusual.
This is unusual for all of us.
I have never heard of anything other than fiction that is like this.
This is my 28 years in law enforcement. This is the first time I've seen something quite like this.
Okay. I can't even begin to guess what this is going to be.
But you know it's good.
I know it's good. I mean, if he's been doing this for 28 years and he's never seen anything like it. Right.
What state does this come out of? Ohio.
Oh, I was going to say Florida.
I know.
Ha.
You would not expect this to come out of Ohio.
No.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Ashtabula city officials say they are stunned after arresting two women, Lorene Ferrillo and Karen Cashbaum, who are accused of taking a deceased 80-year-old man through a bank drive-thru.
What?
To withdraw money from his account.
No.
They've been charged with felonies.
Ashtabula City Police Chief Robert Stell tells us the women are facing charges of theft and gross abuse of a corpse.
So it's Weekend with Bernie. They were going to go out partying.
With Bernie. They put him in the passenger seat.
In the passenger seat.
Dead.
Wow.
And withdrew money from his account.
And he wasn't even wrapped in plastic. Why does he have to be in the car with them to do this? They don't even use in fingerprints or...
No, but they made some reference in the story to, it seems like this wasn't the first time they did it. Like
driving around going to fast food with him
when he was alive.
Look, he's really old. Can he get a discount?
No, I'm saying that they would say he's alive when he was alive.
Yeah.
They would say, oh, you can withdraw money as long as we can see he's in the car.
Gotcha.
So who knows how long he would... He meant for them to take money? But they propped him up like Weekend at Bernie's.
Holy cow, just to get like $40 out of the drive.
Oh, they got
ATM.
About 900.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Is that worth the smell? Is that worth Grandpa's flesh on your hands?
That is a great question.
Wow.
And then they just dropped him off at a hospital.
Here, take him.
Just
at
take
a
him.
Hospital.
Yeah.
It's a little too late.
It is a little late.
They're charged with gross abuse of a corpse for taking a person who was dead and acting in a manner that would shock the conscience.
Police say the women lived with the elderly man, Douglas Lehman, and they found him dead inside the home Monday.
Yeah, they found him dead. Yeah.
We don't know what happened.
Thwap, 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 bam, bam. I don't know. It seems like he's dead. Let's go get some money out of the bank with him. What do you think?
But instead of calling police or an ambulance, officials say the two had other plans.
Yeah. He was propped up in the front seat of the car.
That is so funny to me. I mean, because at some point, like, he's leaning over, and one of them has to catch him and push him back straight up.
Larva is starting to get interested. He looks delicious.
That is ugly.
Dude, listen, man, it's worth $900. I don't know what you're talking about. I would do that in a second.
Are you ready, too?
Yes! Yes, I am.
All right, this is a weird category, and you're going to hate it. So other than that, cool. We're all good.
Awesome.
Forbes just put out.
Okay.
Journey's Don't Stop Believin' is officially the biggest song of all time.
Yeah, that's one of the most played songs on the radio. It's one of the most played at karaoke nights. It's one of the most downloaded songs ever.
According to the Recording Industry Association of America, Don't Stop Believin' is now an 18 times platinum certified single.
Sure.
Which means it's basically 18 million sales.
Which means even if you don't realize it, even if you don't remember it, you have three copies of it laying around at home
That's
somewhere.
That's true,
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So I decided to find the top 10
okay.
of the best, and I'm going to have to say most successful, right?
Okay.
Because best is super subjective. Most successful songs of all time.
And that's clearly number one.
It's not on the list, but...
Your lists are so confusing.
It doesn't mean the list is bad.
It's confusing.
It yeah. just means that it's inclusive.
yeah, that's a politically correct way of saying it.
All of these songs, I don't think you will argue with.
Oh, I don't know. That's just, you always say that, and then we both agree yeah, that the list sucks.
You'll disagree with two of them.
So this is according to Forbes?
No, this... Forbes didn't give me a top 10.
Oh, okay.
So I had
to. I'm like, what is a money magazine?
Other websites
know about. Okay.
Well, they know about how successful
it was
selling wise.
Right. But it doesn't make the list.
It doesn't make the list that I found when I put together several different sites.
In between looking at Pornhub.
The most successful songs of all time.
The most successful songs of. Well, I know, like. Journey, Bon Jovi is one of the most downloaded artists of them all.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, so I would say Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer. Nope. I agree with you on that one.
Aerosmith, Dream On.
Aerosmith, Dream On.
Played at every station I've ever been at, with the exception of KRIC. Yeah.
Sorry,
so that's not on the list either.
Not on the list either.
I need you to make these lists that don't make any sense.
I think you'll enjoy the list.
I will.
I think.
Well, I'm thinking very successful songs. Michael Jackson, Beat It gets played everywhere.
Sorry, that is
Toto
incorrect.
Africa. Nirvana, Toto Smells Like Africa. Teen Spirit.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. You owe me a dollar.
Oh, I guess
you
I
didn't
do.
Get, you have one more guess.
I do?
And you got to hit the top 10.
Barbra Streisand's Evergreen,
give
the theme from
a
Star is Born. Here's your
yes.
Point. You just make these lists up so you can have my dollar
That's
bills.
True.
All right, number 10. What's on this crappy ass list?
The best, most successful songs of all time.
Uh-huh.
Number 10 is Sweet Child of Mine.
Well, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Number 9 is Mack the Knife.
Bobby Darin?
Yep.
I've never played that on the radio. I've never been anywhere that played that on the radio.
I don't think they're taking on the radio as their success, though.
I don't know. I think Joe just said, I like that song. I put it on my list.
Number 8, Imagine, John Lennon.
Okay.
Number 7, you're going to hate, but mm-hmm. you probably will accept.
Yeah.
I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas.
What? No. There's so many more successful songs than that. Let's talk about Journey.
It was pretty huge. Number 6, uh-huh. you said Beat It, Billie Jean.
Oh, Billie Jean. Well, they're the same.
On the
That's one, and they're
I mean,
interchangeable.
They're not the same.
I give me my dollar back.
Because these
bastard.
Are songs
they're
that
just
we're
as
asking
horrible.
For.
Yeah, okay.
Number 5, Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars.
I thought you were going to say Uptown Girl.
No.
That's
oh, God,
one
no.
of the worst songs
it is
ever
bad,
recorded.
Yes.
Uptown
Mars.
Funk, actually, like.
Number 4, Stairway to Heaven.
Sure, okay.
Maybe that's you should have got
yeah,
that
Yeah, maybe
one.
That should have, yeah.
Number 3, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
I don't know what that is.
You would recognize it
would
if you
I?
Heard it. Yeah, you would.
I don't know.
Number 2 is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And number 1 is Hey Jude.
Hey Jude.
So you got zero of those.
What does it mean? I'm still confused if Journey was number 1, but it's not on the list. I don't.
It sounds bogus, I know. KLOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown. It's Friday, June 21st at Honda Center, featuring Great White, Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. It's going to be an epic night of rock. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. But if you're a KLOS listener, we do have a pre-sale that starts tomorrow, Wednesday, at noon. Just go to HondaCenter.com and use the code word METAL.
METAL.
M-E-T-A-L. That's tomorrow at noon for the KLOS pre-sale, and the code word is METAL. I was driving in yesterday, mm-hmm. and on the opposite side of the freeway, I saw a highway patrol or police, I don't know which one it was, mm-hmm. In front of the repaving vehicle.
repaving or street cleaning?
No, I think it was repaving.
Every freeway in the world yesterday the stupid side of the road. I'm like, it was backed up all along the 405.
It was moving less than 1 mile per hour.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. And so they could clean or do whatever they were doing.
You could literally just see his tires
barely moving.
And I thought, who gets that crap job? Like, is it a new guy? Is it somebody that's in trouble?
You have to drive the very slow.
You always see those police officers that are doing it.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, are those the guys that got in trouble?
Yeah.
Or the boss hates, or they have to draw straws. How do they know? Because that seems like the most boring job ever.
No kidding. And you can't break ranks and go flying after somebody if you see someone going 1,000.
Your job is to stick with that machine, which is barely moving.
Ass machine. I think I can think of one job more boring than that, though. When I was doing overnights in radio, I used to call the Beautiful Music station. Remember Beautiful Music that play 101 strings in Montavani?
Sure.
And I used to call the DJ over there at 2:30 in the morning and be like, hey, can I put you on the air over here on this station? Like, you got to be really bored, right? And he was. He was very bored.
He was bored.
Really cool, and he always played along, which always
surprised
me.
But as much as you specifically complain about this job,
oh yeah, I complain about every job.
You get every to work job with music,
yeah. That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like a highway patrol or police.
Yeah, that's true.
They're driving so slow that you can't tell they're moving.
That's true. Yes, and in a car they could go really fast.
Yeah, exactly. And has an alarm on it to get people out of the way.
Yeah.
Woo! How dull must that be?
Very boring.
So let's take your most boring job that you ever had.
You know one of the most boring jobs I ever had?
What?
911 operator.
That's shocking. I'd because be I would think that would be
sure. That's why I wanted to do it. Yes. Yeah. I would get there pretty early in the morning, like 4, I think my shift started, 4 a.m. and work 8 hours. Sometimes they'd be like, oh, you gotta stay 2 more hours. And nothing would happen all day. Nothing. It was very quiet.
Where did you do it?
San Diego.
Nothing would happen for a 12-hour shift?
The short amount of time that I could do the job before I realized, you know, when something does happen, I'm going to get someone killed because I'm terrible at my job.
I shouldn't be answering the call.
Yes, because I just don't care. So, but in that meantime...
So what do you do while you sit there waiting?
Nothing. Just nothing.
And you did this before the internet, I'm guessing?
Yes. Wow, just as the internet was coming in, and they wouldn't. I mean, at that point, they'd be like, "No, looking at porn. You can't be looking at porn if it had existed on the internet yet." So it was boring.
Yeah,
there was, and it should be exciting. I mean, it should have been really crazy.
Well, I would have thought.
Yeah, but as it turns out,
I would think it would be deadly boring. Some terror.
That's what I saw on the horizon because they would tell me stories of things that had gone on, fires and just, call it chaos that goes on. Nobody knows about, for the most part, don't hear about. But it never happened while I was there. And I'm like, you know what? I got to go.
Yeah.
Go back to that radio.
So your most boring job, 818-955-KLOS. What was it? How long did you have it? And when did you finally quit?
And maybe what did you do to keep from being terribly bored?
Good.
Yeah. Working in a photo mat. That seems boring.
It does, back in the day. 818-955-KLOS.
A couple from Ozzy on a 2 for Tuesday. I could play like a couple hours of Ozzy.
Yeah,
I'd
no
be
kidding.
Happy with that.
We are taking calls about your most boring jobs based on, I saw a police car that was leading the repair machine on the freeway.
Going
was,
like one?
If.
Yeah.
Probably not even 1 mile
per
hour.
Can you imagine going all the way up the 405, up the hill, and over into the valley at 1 mile an hour in a cop car?
No, I can't. And so we were asking, A, that's got to be one of the most boring jobs ever. B, is it somebody that got in trouble? How do they judge who has to drive that car?
The last guy to show up to the report room briefing, he gets the bad job.
So that's how they determine which police officer drives that slow in front of the machinery?
Yeah, I always work with the sheriffs at Century Station. They had this car, Chevy Malibu. Nobody wanted to drive this thing. It was like a prototype car, and everybody hated it. So the last guy to show up to briefing got the car.
Holy cow, that would have been you, Kevin, because you're always late.
So it was a penalty. I mean, it was somebody being
punished.
Yeah, it would have been me every day. Wow. All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
That's awesome.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Talking about the most boring jobs
you've ever had.
Yeah. I worked at a Taiwanese import house or warehouse, and it was so boring. You did a shipment in once in a while, but when you were nothing else to do, you'd have to sweep, and there was nothing to sweep. I ended up trying to catch mice.
Wow. Really? Did you start acting like a cat and running around going, ah?
No, I kept trying to outsmart him and build little mouse traps.
Wow.
With deadfalls and levers and...
Wow.
That sounds like a good way to use your time.
It actually does, yeah, in the warehouse.
Turns out what? They were watching you?
Yeah, they were watching me one day, and I looked up. This mouse was just eyeball to eyeball with me, and I was like, what? And he jumped from his stack. There was like a stack of, like, you know, several shelves, maybe like 15 feet high. He jumped from that top right at me.
Dang.
It was crazy.
Good times.
Yeah.
I ended up quitting after that.
That was it.
I was going to say, which of you lasted longer?
Yeah, exactly. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a boring job for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, about 30 years ago, I worked on the Warner Brothers lot. It was called Burbank Studios then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a set watchman, which is part out of the security department. And what you do is you sit around, you watch sets, empty sets all night.
Wow. I mean, nobody's, like, walking onto the lot, were they? I mean, there must have been nothing going on.
People couldn't get on the lot. It was all, you know, I have big walls around it.
Yeah.
But it was just boring. You just sit there all night by yourself.
Wow.
And about half the time you did that. The other half the time you'd be on a live set where there'd be a production company there and stuff. But when it was, when you were by yourself, it's 12-hour night, you know? You just sit there all night.
I'm sure it was before the internet, right?
Oh, yeah. Way before that.
That is
all
rough.
You had to listen to was horrible radio stations.
It was a cool job. One of the coolest jobs I ever had.
Really?
It paid good.
Right.
But it was boring as hell.
Right. When you were actually on a live set, it was awesome.
Right, yeah. When the production company was there and everything, it was great. You know, you got the munchies all
sure.
day long and all that stuff. It was awesome.
Awesome. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your most boring job ever. Kirk, a frequent contributor.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, Kirk.
For 3 weeks, I was fire watch on night shift at a nuclear plant, watching a 10-inch hole in the wall because it was a breach of a fire barrier. To stay sane and awake, I counted the blocks in the wall and paced around.
Wow. So what, I mean, if that seems like it could suddenly talk about get very exciting.
Yeah.
Like if there was a fire at a nuclear plant, it would be, but I can see nothing
going
on.
It's either nothing or a complete disaster.
Yeah, those are kind of the worst jobs, actually, I think.
We're talking about your most boring jobs. What do you got?
I guess it's a part of another job, but I was working in a warehouse and my boss actually put me on traffic duty to make sure people were not trying to peep on a famous person's house, and I just wound up sitting staring at people and telling people to drive on aggressively.
Wow. That seems dull.
It was pretty dull.
Who were some of the famous people they were trying to protect?
I definitely can't say those names. I just am so excited I got through to YouTube. You're probably more famous than the people I was trying to protect.
Wow, that's cueless.
That is sad.
That's horrible.
I don't know about that, but I'm so happy to talk to you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, my most boring job, right after I graduated, before I went to grad school, I was just messing around living in San Francisco, so I was picking up temp jobs, and I went with a kid in a wheelchair to his high school, and he could take a leak fine, but I was only there if he had to take a dump, and I was there to wipe his ass. Other than that,
oh my.
I think he was a morning dumper because it barely happened in the 2 weeks before I quit.
You must have been very happy that it very, very rarely happened.
So high school was boring enough that I had to sit around and relive it. So, yeah.
Wow. Man, I would not want to do that. I would not want to go back to high school.
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah, not for me.
Thanks for calling, man.
Love you guys. Thanks
dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yeah, how you doing?
Good, most boring job.
Being a dental assistant.
Oh, really?
Dental assistant.
It was so boring. You literally sat around for 9 hours a day, leaning into somebody's disgusting mouth.
Yeah.
And watching a dentist try to talk to them while they've got all this stuff in their mouth. And they're like,
were you eventually able to understand what they were saying too, like the dentist can?
No, I never understood.
I don't know how they do that.
I don't either.
In my face.
Yeah.
It was gross. It was the grossest, most boring job I ever had.
And some pretty bad smells, I would think, too.
Yeah. It was not
good.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The most boring job job you've ever had.
Boring jobs is what we're talking about. Correct. Boring, boring jobs. What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. When I worked at a country club as a cart girl.
Oh, so you would go around the country club and give drinks to golfers?
Yes, but it was a country club with a bunch of old people, and nobody wanted to buy anything ever.
Oh, I mean, that's the whole point of golfing, isn't it? Drinking heavily?
You would think so. So what I did is I just made myself drinks and drove around.
There you go.
Wow. That's dull.
As if golf wasn't dull enough.
Right.
I made it worth my while.
Right. Yes, you did.
Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi, your most boring job.
I was actually baiting hooks on a pier.
You were what on a pier?
Baiting hooks.
Baiting hooks.
Baiting hooks, yes.
Didn't actually do any fishing. Yes. You just put the bait on the hook?
Yeah, and then like after 2 weeks, I got promoted because they said I became a masturbator.
That's a long way to go.
But well worth it.
Yes.
Well played. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, Lewis,
hey, McGee Creek. Hey, what are you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, okay. So let me turn it down here. Hey, let me tell you. I lived in Mammoth, okay? Mammoth Lakes, California, right?
Right.
Ski bum, whatever, right?
Right.
So then they kicked me out of my job, right? So then I got kicked down to McGee Creek. McGee Creek is like 20 miles down the road. And they had this big old freaking house here. And they had me and this other guy, and they gave us free lodging, okay? We no rent, no nothing, and all we had to do was make believe that we were renovating the place, and we went fishing every Thursday, man, and we didn't do nothing.
That sounds like a pretty good job.
That does sound pretty great.
Nothing. We sat there for 2 years. We sat there for 2 years and did nothing. There was some kind of, you know, insurance scheme or, right, or a house scheme. Or
that doesn't sound boring.
That actually sounds really good. I like a good scam. I think I would go get that job.
Right?
Yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about your most boring job.
Yeah, so when I was a little younger, I had a job at Mimi's Cafe as a host where they had me folding kids'
menus. Oh,
and
no.
Putting little crayons in them. And after about 10 of them, I said, this is it. I'm done. This is the board. It's whatever. Put my apron down and walked out. And
10.
You made it to 10.
That's awesome. Well done. I appreciate that. I lasted 3 days at one job. But 10.
Wow,
and
that's
you're out.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
A whole 10 minutes after the last word.
Give me five.
Give us five.
Give them. Hand them over. Did you have Stu sing this live yesterday while he was in studio?
No, I was talking over it, and he was very upset.
He put a lot of work into it, you know?
Songs with My.
Oh, my.
In
oh,
the
hell
title.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to start off with My Hero from The Fighters Who, but if you can think of one, give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
Hit us up online as well. We are at Kevin and Slugger. My in the title.
Do it, give me five songs with My in the title, and that was for Rain Cloud Carey.
Also heard from Erica at Kevin and Sluggo, suggested that one as well, My Hero.
It's give me five songs with My in the title. Hello, KLOS.
Oh, I was going to say My Sharona.
Can you sing it like he does?
My Sharona.
It is Gimme Five Songs with My in the title.
KLOS, hello.
My Ding-a-Ling. Driving with one hand, talking to you on the phone, and holding my ding-a-ling.
Yeah, we don't need the visual. We don't need that. We know.
Some folk would like to know.
We know how it works.
My Ding-a-Ling. 95.5 KLOS.
Are we going to...
Do you remember the Gong Show?
Are we going to let this go?
Do you remember
I do remember the Gong
JP
Show.
JP Morgan would get up and flash everybody in the audience and then hit the gong.
I do remember that, yeah.
I think that's what's happening right now.
We need a gong. Can't just see that one go.
That's a shame.
That is Give Me Five Songs with My in the title. We have 4 tickets for you to see the LA Kings versus the Minnesota Wild.
Now you're talking.
Tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Yeah. Yes, they're playing tonight and tomorrow. Back-to-back
games. That's crazy. That's a lot of work for those fellas.
Yep.
That's damn crazy.
Get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets, or you can do some hockey slang
nice.
Right now at 818-955-KLOS.
What do we have right now? We got tickets to...
We have 4 tickets to the LA Kings take on the Minnesota Wild.
Playing tonight, but they're also playing tomorrow.
That's correct,
we have tickets to tomorrow's show.
And you can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. KLOS, who's this?
It's Pat.
Pat, you ready to play some hockey trivia?
Hockey slang?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. What does it mean when they freeze the puck?
When they freeze the puck?
Yes.
Holy crap.
No, I don't think that's... That makes sense, but that's not what they're talking about.
Freeze the puck. What does that mean in hockey?
When they freeze the puck, that's just before they drop it.
Incorrect. Sorry.
Nice try, though. Nice,
that was a nice,
nice
try.
Trying to say thinking confidently. Yeah. 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 And yeah.
KLOS. Hello.
Who's this?
Hello. This is Anita.
Hi, Anita.
You ready for some hockey slang?
Yeah.
What does it mean when they freeze the puck? They're freezing the puck. What does that mean?
I'm going to get in trouble because my son plays hockey and I don't think I know that one.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I knew yesterday.
You knew yesterday, but you've forgotten today because you got hit in the head with a hockey puck.
Freezing the puck. What does that mean?
I got home or he would yell it at me right now. I'm going to say freezing the puck. It got stopped. The ice, it hits snow. I don't know.
I'm sorry. What? I didn't
know. Just a bunch of words, but yeah, I kind of like it. That's a nice try.
Thank
nice
you.
Try. Sorry. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hello, this is Dan. My call is 25.
You're close enough. You want to play some hockey slang?
Sure.
All right. What does it mean when they freeze the puck?
The player or the goalie holds the puck on the boards, on the side of the boards, or the goalie boards.
The goalie boards?
Like,
I mean.
Like the boards, like the...
Some of the words that you said are in the answer. They do hold the puck against the boards.
Yes.
But it's not the goalie. But I think we got to give it to him.
Yeah, that sounds...
Because they hold the puck against the boards using sticks or skates. That's the answer.
Okay, all right. Oh, I see. I get that. Freezing the puck. Yeah. That totally makes sense. It doesn't have to just be the goalie. In fact, you could say player or goalie holds the toe. You know what? Instead of four tickets, you get two, buddy. No, just kidding.
You get four tickets see the LA Kings take on the Minnesota Wild tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
Well done, you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
A lot of talk about the United States banning TikTok.
So silly. I mean, there's so many important issues, but yeah, let's shut down TikTok, shall we, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, because it's a Chinese company, and they can get a lot of data on us.
They can actually do something.
Now, my question is, what are they going to learn about me that matters?
I mean, how much
do I care?
No, and how much real information do you actually give to any social media site? I mean, do you give them their real address?
I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. And, you know.
So we have an expert on the line.
Oh, is it Trixie?
Trixie is back.
Yeah, Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
What's up, guys?
Internet safety expert Trixie, who we call Trixie because you don't want everyone to know who you really are, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Your real job.
So, does it really matter that they have my info?
Yeah, what kind of info can they mine besides, like, all the lies you tell social media to set up your account?
Yeah, well, let me just clear something up real quick.
Yes, please.
TikTok is a company that's owned by another company named ByteDance. And China, the country of China, owns a piece of ByteDance.
Right.
So it's not like they own the full TikTok.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
It's a really small portion of it.
Okay.
And just like in my experience, I've worked with companies that have, you know, stakes in China. And whenever there is like a vulnerability or, you know, whenever China pretty much wants to ask for data, they can't. Now, there's like a little bit of a government twist here where they're trying to use scare tactics to tell us, you know, TikTok's bad for you. But TikTok pretty much controls or takes over or gets provided information that you provide them. So like your age, your sex.
Right. All the lies.
You're browsing.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty much everything that every other company tracks already from you. Except the thing is with China, there's what they're saying is that they're not sure what they're doing with that data.
Sure. But my question is, what could they be doing with that data?
Besides knowing how many times I go get French fries at McDonald's, probably just like they're targeting misinformation. And they're saying that they're going to use the information they're collecting about you, knowing that you live in the United States, so that way they can send you videos and adjust their algorithm to provide you with misinformation, tell you the government that you want to keep TikTok because at the end of the day, it makes them money. So it's just mainly about a misinformation campaign that I think that the government's worried about.
To me, it just sounds like it's like busy work. It's like, hey, we can't take care of any real problems, the whole reason you elected us, so we're going to shut down TikTok. I mean,
Here's the best thing about it. right? So the U.S. is saying sell off TikTok. Tell ByteDance to sell off TikTok to a U.S. company. U.S. really doesn't really have much regulations when it comes to our data.
Exactly.
Right? So pretty much anyone, any company that you provide your data to, they can sell it to data brokers. They can sell it to third parties, whoever, right? California is a little bit different. There's a new law that passed that it allows us to control like our data,
right?
What the companies, other companies do with it. But for the most part, the U.S. doesn't really regulate what other companies
do. So Facebook does the same thing, right? It's just Facebook, a U.S. company.
Emu, Target, Walmart, any of these sites that you sign up for, they're going to sell your information. And it's not linked. Like there's certain profiles for all of us that are out there, right? And it's not like, here's a profile for Kevin. It doesn't have your name on there. There's a unique identifier that's tied to your account,
right?
And it has your IP address, what website you visit, so on and so forth. And it's going to use that information to target you with ads to when you go to like YouTube. That's mainly what it's used for.
Right. So basically, China will, the little tiny piece that actual China itself, the government owns, will be able to say, "Oh, this guy claims that he's actually only 47 years old and he never does this." And I mean, it's just talk about misinformation. That's what we're giving them.
Yeah, and I think also what the government is concerned about also is just because of like the tracking, the IP tracking, location data harvesting, they're probably concerned more or less about where their government officials are, and if TikTok or ByteDance has this information, then they could possibly.
I mean,
send
so
over
that's
so for people who are more important
military,
than us.
Yeah, they should have the rule of you can't use it, right? I mean, why try and shut it down and make this big thing out of it as opposed to here's the rule: don't use TikTok if you work for this company.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
you know, I see it for like government officials for work.
Sure.
If you want. You know, but personal people like you and I, that I don't think it's a big.
Yeah. So Trixie, do you think this is all ridiculous? And if your kid loves TikTok and is a big fan or whatever, you shouldn't worry about it, and they'll just all move on, or is this just going to blow over and be one of those things that like, oh, remember when they tried to ban TikTok?
Yeah, it's an election year, so they're trying to do everything they can.
Right. Hey, look, we're actually doing something. Oh,
we're in for a great year.
Elect us again.
Exactly.
Ooh. All right.
That's why they're trying to scare us, saying like, oh, they could read your messages, but what they're not saying is. They could only read the messages within TikTok. It's not messages on your phone.
Right.
It's not email messages.
Yeah.
They're really vague when it comes to details on this, and they do that on purpose.
Right.
So, they can only read the stuff within TikTok itself. The stuff that the TikTok, they mentioned about keystroke monitoring to see what you're typing in. TikTok has its own web browser that is within the app itself, and they can monitor that. But again, that's their own app. They're not monitoring Google Chrome or Brave or Apple Safari or anything of that nature. And then when you do download TikTok onto your phones, specifically for iPhones, they have that Apple Track activity where you have to give permission to allow certain things over to the app, right?
Right.
So you could always decline that. And then additionally, if you want to see what TikTok is, you know, has control on over your phone, you could always go into your settings, privacy and security, and then tracking and see more or less what each app has access to. And guaranteed, probably every single app on there is going to have access to your camera, your microphone, your photos.
That's scary. Okay.
So
turn that stuff off.
Okay. Right. Perfect.
If you turn that stuff off and become more secure about what you're downloading and what you're providing over to these companies, you'll be safe. You don't have anything to worry about.
Right on. Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much as always, Trixie. So there you go. We're safe. America is safe. Hex buzzers.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
We have the Blue Shirt Comedy Night.
Yeah, that's coming up this Thursday, right?
Which we are partnering with your SoCal helpful Honda dealers. It's Thursday night at the world-famous Laugh Factory.
Get your tickets right now, right this second. Go get them.
You can get your tickets at worldfamouslaughfactory.com.
Or what's this? I see.
Or we're going to win some tickets here in just a few minutes.
All right.
Paul Rodriguez, Jamie Kennedy, Jeff Garcia, Kira Sultanovich, and Fraser Smith. So far, that's who we have.
That's very cool. This Thursday at the Laugh Factory.
Thursday night.
Go buy your tickets or stick around and we'll give you a set here in just a bit.
Correct.
Happy birthday to Gloria.
I got to tell you, I object.
Happy birthday to Gloria.
I object.
Your Honor.
She was caller 25 and her birthday is.
She said this is her birthday month. Which, first of all, isn't a thing.
Oh, I don't know. I know some people who have birthday months.
Second of all, she said it was April.
That's right, so it isn't this
so
month.
So it's not even really her birthday month.
We were thinking it's going to be on Thursday night when she won tickets to the Blue Shirt Comedy Night. And that wasn't the case.
No.
No. So, you know.
But congratulations.
Yeah,
anyway.
Nonetheless. And happy birthday in a couple of months.
The name game.
The name game.
I haven't heard of this. What is this? Do we have money to give away or something?
We have $3,900.
What? Holy cow.
You could be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, and you could play the KLOS name game.
Good luck unto thee.
The name game.
This is different now. This is where we try and give away money.
Oh, these are weird things you guys do on this radio station.
$3,900, KLOS. Who is this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy, you are caller 25. Let's play.
All right.
You get to play the KLOS name game, $3,900. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Cindy, I should tell you, the last couple of guesses were Homer Simpson and Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
Hey, does your dog know who it is?
Yeah.
What's your dog's guess?
Oswell.
That's your dog's guess or your guess?
No, my guess.
Oh, okay. And what did you say?
Oswell.
Oswell?
Oswell?
Can you spell it? No,
I have to look it up. It's the Oswald the bunny.
Oh, Oswald?
First cartoon. I have a funny feeling I'm wrong because you guys don't know what it is.
Or are we just pretending?
It was made in 1927.
Wow, that is a while
ago. Oswald, yeah, you're right.
Oswald the Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh.
Sorry, it's not correct. You're right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it. Between four and five.
$4,000.
The KLOS name game is up to $4,000.
Woo!
Not now. We'll tell you when to call, but we'll give you a chance this hour. Time for the name game.
Let's do it, man.
818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 25, you get to play the name game and possibly win $4,000.
Plus tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller this August. It's so fun.
Name game.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Give away some cash.
KLOS, who is this?
Will.
Will, are you ready to play the name game?
Yeah, I'm ready to take a crack at that sucker.
All right. You are caller 25 for $4,000. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Will, the last couple of guesses were Oswald from 1927 and Homer Simpson. Those were wrong. Who do you think we're looking for?
All right. Let's go Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. Chuck, if you won't.
Charlie Brown. Is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Poor Chuck.
Try again next hour. It'll be $4,100.
You kids are sitting too close to the TV watching them cartoons. You back up. You go blind.
Or you could win $4,100.
Whoa.
With the KLOS name game, we'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck unto the end. If you win, you also get tickets to Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi this August.
The name game.
It's two men answering now. Well, a man and a beast from hell. Well, two beasts from hell. Never mind, I don't know what I'm saying. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello, my name is Barbie.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm good. Is this for the name game?
It is, and you're caller 25.
Oh.
So you get to play for $4,100. As you've been listening, we are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were Charlie Brown and Oswald from 1927. But those are wrong, so who do you think it is for $4,100?
Oh, fingers crossed. I hope it's Phantasmagoria.
Come here. And who now?
Phantasmagoria.
Phantasmagoria.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We're checking with the official judges who are drunk out of their minds. And the...
That's incorrect.
That's not right.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yes, but not till tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m. it'll be worth $4,200.
Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
Would it cost you $7.50 to see Led Zeppelin perform Rock and Roll, Stairway to Heaven, Whole Lot of Love, Black Dog, Heartbreaker, and more? on this day in rock in 1975 in Vancouver. No longer calling themselves Pen Cap Chew, Bliss, or Ted Ed Fred, Nirvana called themselves Nirvana for the first time at a show on this day in rock in 1988 at the Community World Theater in Tacoma, Washington.